What if? How stress testing can help your business prepare for economic uncertainty. Even financially sound businesses can be vulnerable to market volatility and unexpected disruptions. Many companies discover too late that their financial position, internal controls, or contingency plans aren't built to withstand sudden shocks, potentially leading to cash shortfalls, debt covenant violations, and reduced profitability. A stress test models how your cash flow, liquidity, and overall financial structure would perform under adverse scenarios. Here's how stress testing can help you proactively evaluate your business's resilience and strengthen its ability to adapt to changing market conditions. Identify your organization's exposure points. Start by identifying your business's exposure points. Risks are often classified in four categories. 1. Operational risks. These risks encompass the company's internal operations. Examples include cybersecurity incidents, supply chain breakdowns, or natural disasters. 2. Financial risks. How well does your company manage its finances? Key financial risks may include liquidity constraints, interest rate exposure, and the threat of fraud. 3. Compliance risks. This category includes issues that might attract the attention of government regulators, such as evolving tax, reporting, and industry-specific requirements. 4. Strategic risks. This term refers to the company's market focus and its ability to respond to changes in customer demand, competition, and technology. Build a practical response framework. Once you've identified key business risks, meet with your management team to improve your collective understanding of their potential financial impacts and the organization's capacity to absorb them. Encourage team members to share additional risks and model downside scenarios, such as revenue declines, delayed receivables, or increased borrowing costs, along with their impact on cash flow and profitability. In addition to evaluating downside risk, stress testing can help your team identify opportunities to reallocate resources to higher performing products or services, adjust pricing strategies in response to shifting demand, or make targeted investments when competitors pull back. This approach allows you to respond proactively rather than defensively to emerging threats. From there, your management team can develop a plan to mitigate risk. For example, if your company operates in an area prone to natural disasters, you should maintain and periodically test a disaster recovery and business continuity plan. If your company relies heavily on a key individual, consider implementing a succession plan and evaluating key person insurance. For financial risks, your plan may include maintaining adequate liquidity buffers, diversifying your revenue base, revisiting debt covenants, and strengthening internal controls to reduce fraud risk. Reassess and refine regularly. Effective risk management is an ongoing process. New risks emerge as markets, technology, and regulations evolve, while previously significant risks may diminish over time. Meet with your management team at least annually, or more frequently in periods of change, to review and update your risk management plan. If your organization has recently faced a disruption, use that experience as a learning opportunity. Evaluate how well your plan performed, identify gaps and missed opportunities, and implement improvements to strengthen your response going forward. Build resilience. Now, a well-executed stress test identifies blind spots that can affect financial performance and provides a roadmap for building resilience. In today's environment, proactive risk assessment is a key component of sound financial management and governance. We can help you quantify potential cash flow gaps, evaluate tax and financial risks across multiple scenarios, and identify practical steps to fortify your financial position and uncover strategic opportunities. Contact us to design and perform a stress test tailored to your organization, so you can make timely, data-driven decisions.